I keep coming back to this theme. I must believe there is a heaven. For which all the struggle and suffering and endurance in this world is worthwhile to attend. And as St. Ignatius told us, his disciples, there are times in all of our lives when the love of God may be so weak or so overwhelmed by passion and temptation that may be the only thing that will keep us faithful to God. Here's the dread of everlasting suffering in hell. Hell is no word for profanity. Hell is a reality. But I must believe there is a heaven that I desire and a hell that I should fear. So much for answering the second question. Why? Why is faith the absolute indispensable foundation of the spiritual life? My spiritual life only exists if I have any faith. Forget it. There is no spiritual life without a faith. And my spiritual life is only as firm and as stable and as secure as my faith. Faith in God and His revealed word is absolutely certain and unqualified, without a shadow, I repeat, without a shadow of doubt. I know intellectuals. How will I know them? 25 years taught over 500 Jesuit students, priests and scholastics. The best minds that the Society of Jesus could acquire. How will I know that unless my faith is absolutely constant and unswerving, where I believe absolutely, without a shred of doubt, in everything that God revealed, if there is any hesitation in my acceptance of what God has revealed, then my spiritual life is in danger. Now the third question, and in a way, the most practically important. We finally ask, how can we grow in our virtue of divine faith? Note the adjective, divine faith. You mean there's another kind of faith? Sure. Called human faith. Meaning what? Believing human beings. Every rational person in this world believes, honest. The only trouble is that so many people who are so ready to believe in human beings are so slow to believe in God. How can this divine faith that we received the moment we were baptized, how can we increase, grow, improve our infused virtue of faith? You might ask yourselves, you mean we're supposed to grow in our faith? We better grow in our faith. There's only one option. Either we grow in our faith or we will lose our faith. That's the verdict of 19 centuries of the church's history. Let's get down to earth. And in the 10 minutes or so left us in this conference, ask ourselves, in God's presence, how can I, not someone else, how can I grow in my virtue of faith? Speaking in general, there are three ways that we should frequently examine our consciences on to see whether I am growing in my faith. In order to grow in our faith, we must live the faith, we must pray the faith, and we must share the faith. I've taught theology for too many years, have given too many lectures, too many retreats, have struggled with too many people who are struggling to remain believers. Leave no option. If we are to grow in our faith, we must live what we believe. In other words, we must put into practice what God tells us, especially God and the person of Jesus Christ tells us He is true. He told us, learn of me, because I am meek and humble of heart. Do I believe, do I really believe what Christ said? That the one virtue of all the virtues that God become man could have told us to learn from Him and imitate in practicing in our lives as He practiced in His. I've taught theology too many years not to want to say this. We first and mainly put our faith into practice by practicing the virtue of humility. Whatever we do to crush the pride to which we're all so naturally prone will increase our possession of faith. If you want to grow in our faith, we must put it into practice by our practice of patience. Meaning what? That we believe no pain that we ever experience, no offense we are ever given, no misunderstanding we ever have. We believe that everything, and I mean everything, is sent to us by God. And my faith grows by my practice of patience, which in plainer English means the endurance of pain. Oh, but I must believe that pain is not a mistake. How can it be when God became man to endure? If I'm to grow in my faith, I must live it by the practice of selfless charity. And God makes sure, oh how sure He makes, that people will enter our lives with all kind of needs. And their deepest needs are those they never express. And we practice charity when we give up time, convenience, leisure, our own preference, you name it, by our practice of selfless charity, we infallibly grow in faith. How do we grow in our faith? Every once in a while you have to coin a verb. By praying our faith. In my book, this is the best test of a person's faith. Those who believe pray. Those who don't believe do not pray. Close the book. Those who believe deeply pray much. Those whose faith is shallow, oh, on occasion, come to think of it, he will also pray. It is impossible to exaggerate the importance of prayer. And in today's unbelieving world, one of my favorite invocations at Mass, asking our Lord to strengthen our Holy Father in proclaiming Jesus Christ to an unbelieving world. I would be speaking to bishops. I'd say the same thing. You will not only not grow in faith, you will not even keep your faith unless you pray. I know priests. I know religious. How well? You don't lose. Upwards of 100,000 priests and religious in the United States said the Second Vatican Council without a reason. Here's the reason. I know. They either stop praying or given the trials in their lives, they did not pray enough. Finally, how can we grow in our faith? By sharing what we believe. This means sharing by our words, spoken. Quite frankly, this is one reason why I'm here. By sharing our words of faith written down. By sharing our words recorded, or I should say it, visualized. What the sharing of the faith mainly means, sharing our faith with others by our actions, by our lives. All the words we may speak, all the books we may publish, will be so much wasted desert air unless our lives proclaim the faith we possess. And the first object of our apostolic zeal in sharing what we believe should not be people in the distant Orient. They are to be the people with whom we live. Am I clear? They are to see believing men and women, they are to see Jesus Christ in everything we do. Including how this needs saying, our patient endurance of suffering on a bed of pain. All of this, my friends, is sharing the faith and strengthens our own faith in the process. Lord Jesus, you told us you came into the world to teach us the mysteries hidden from the foundation of the world. Dear Jesus, we believe, we do believe, but help, we beg you, help our unbelief, so that believing in you in this valley of tears, we may behold you in that vision, reserved only for those who have believed. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.